Hello, listeners. Good afternoon. This is the second hour of this Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, 1150 AM. The program focuses on Out of This World information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, UFOs, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and the world. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and I guarantee it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. I want to say hello to our new friends and listeners in Toronto, Canada, London, England, Tel Aviv, Israel, Sydney, Australia, Istanbul, Turkey, South Africa, Switzerland, and in Europe who I know are listening. Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren und meine Freunde. Before we start, I'd like to ask all of my listeners, both here in the United States and abroad, to send good thoughts and wishes to and prayers to Susan Miller in New York. She's one of the best, world's best astrologers. She was on my program about a month ago. She hasn't been feeling well, and I would really appreciate it if you could send her some good thoughts. I also would appreciate it if you could send some good thoughts to Dr. Stanley Monteith. Dr. Stan, as he likes to be called, was also on my program a few months ago to talk about world affairs. He has been diagnosed with cancer, and I do want everyone to send him some good thoughts. I know it'll help. For the second hour, we are very fortunate to have Christine Day, a Pleiadian ambassador, on the program, who we'll be interviewing in just a few minutes. She will also be bringing on a live Pleiadian extraterrestrial onto the program for a live interview. This is a truly first, historic first for a live extraterrestrial to be interviewed on any radio program in any country on this planet. And I think that you'll find it truly out of this world. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing moral support, and without whose friendship and help this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer Eric and the station manager Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Our upcoming guests include Glennis McCann along with Lee Moorhead. On June 6th, Susan Shumsky from New York City, as well as Daniel Brinkley on the 13th of June. Famous UFO researcher Dr. Michael Sala from Hawaii on June 20th, as well as famous East Coast psychic Phoenix Red Hawk. Nostradamus scholar John Hogue and Pam Grout on June 27th, as well as James von Prague in September. Eric von Doniggen will also be appearing live from Switzerland to talk about UFOs sometime later this summer. And for information about these guests and our future events, please see our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio, and on Facebook at Out of This World Radio. Before we go to Christine Day and our honored Pleiadian guest, I'd like to... this is from the last hour. Scott, would you like to say a few words to our audience to wrap up your comments from the last hour?
Yes, I would. I wanted to thank Patricia, first of all, for doing the great work she's doing in introducing to people the value of mammal life in the seas and the dolphins and whales and what they're doing. I have to say that everything in the universe is connected. Human beings on this planet have been shut down to such a degree that they're not aware it's being done to them, and just collectively, they're not going to be able to change the direction of this world without help from vast hundreds of billions, literally, of other beings who are sentient, human, and otherwise involved in making the change for this world. So because everything's connected, it's good to understand, I think, for most people that this intervention, this transformation, is not an intervention in the sense of forcing something on anyone, but it does have to do with waking up the true free will in people here so they can collectively contribute to this change that a massive undertaking is underway to get done. That's pretty much all I have to say. We need the help from friends from out of town to make this change.
Wonderful. Scott Lemriel is the author of the Say Raise Agenda. Information about Scott and his wonderful book is available on the program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And Patricia, I'd love to give you some parting thoughts for your talk today.
Thank you. Well, the same to you, Scott. Thank you for I'm not familiar with your work, but I certainly will investigate it. And I have to say that I agree with you in principle on a number of things that you brought up, but I cannot say that we cannot do this without help from outside, because we have been programmed to believe that we need intervention, we need the Messiah, we need the Christ, we need good aliens to come and save us. And my mantra is, come on, people, stand up. We are the saviors. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We only have to get out of our ennui and our disempowerment and get back into the power zone. And I believe that we can do that. I'd love to have support from outside. I certainly, as a channel for the Syrian High Council, I have worked for many, many years bringing information that is, in fact, help for the human race. The whales and dolphins are a council of beings who are communicating from us from other dimensions, as well as being here on this planet. But I really want to drive home the idea that we can do it. We don't need external help. We need us. So please rise up, know your power, please take action, become involved, and shake off the distraction and stand for this planet and be an emissary for the whales and dolphins, for the human race, and for the love that we know we have to bring forward.
Very profound words. Thank you so much for being on the program, Patricia.
Thank you, Ted.
And you take care. And Scott, thank you again for coming on the program at short notice.
My pleasure.
Okay, you both have a wonderful day.
Blessings.
Thank you. We're going now in just a moment to Christine Day. She is a Pleiadian ambassador. She's a leading spiritual teacher, healer, and channel who's been working throughout the U.S. and internationally for the 15 years. She grew up in Australia, and following a traumatic childhood there, she was diagnosed with a systematic lupus at age 31 and given a short time to live. Shortly afterwards, she experienced a profound spiritual awakening with the Pleiadians, the energy of which moved her to a place of complete self-healing. Since then, she's been working with the Pleiadians throughout the United States on this planet. She's the founder of Frequencies of Brilliance, a healing modality that was channeled through here 20 years ago. Her first book, Pleiadian Initiations of Light, is based on Frequencies of Brilliance, and she offers now this work to a broad general audience. We will be going to Christine in just a few minutes. We'll take a short break, and then we will be interviewing Christine in a few minutes. Please stay tuned. She will also be bringing on a live Pleiadian on the show. Hello, friends. My name's Ted Marr. I'm the radio show host of the Out of This World radio program. We focus in on psychic phenomenon and metaphysics. We have in a studio today one of the best astrologers and tarot readers in the Seattle area, Karen Whelan. Karen, how did you become interested in this field?
Because I'm a control freak, like most of us. I need to know what's going on in life. And so tarot and astrology just answer those questions for us. Tarot is a present tense oracle. It talks about what's going on in life right now. And astrology looks at the big picture and says, am I headed the way I want to be? Am I being who I want to be?
Karen, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like a reading?
Show up at East West Bookshop there every Friday. Or you can email me at karen@seattleastrologer.com. Again, you can reach me at East West Bookshop every Friday or at karen@seattleastrologer.com.
Thanks, Karen.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back. You're listening to the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, 1150 AM. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, UFOs, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and the world. Today, we're extremely fortunate and grateful to have Christine Day on the program. She is a leading spiritual teacher and healer and a channel who's been working throughout the United States and internationally for the last 15 years and who has been in contact with the Pleiadian civilization. Christine, are you there?
I am, Ted. It's so good to be on the show today.
You know, this studio is lighting up again. It's getting lighter in here. That's what happened last time, too. Every time you come, you tend to bring sunshine to us here in the Northwest, which is nice. Sometimes we don't get much of it, but it's kind of a hazy day today, but it's definitely the studio's lightened up. Please tell our listeners for those who are just tuning into the program now and not familiar with your background, Christine, how you became to be a channel for the Pleiadians and what kind of wonderful things have they taught you?
Well, you know, I'm Ted. Back then, in those days when I was, I was given just a very short time to live. I had
I had systemic lupus, and I've been battling with lupus for a long time. And so I had this awakening, and, you know, I was out in nature, just turned a corner in a field, and there was this huge Pleiadian ship. Mm. And the Pleiadians were coming out of the ship and telepathically communicating with me. And I think if they had connected directly with my human self, my ego mind, I probably would have run screaming because I didn't believe in aliens or spaceships at that time. But telepathically, they connected to my sacred nature, my higher self, mm-hmm. and reminded me of my mission and my pre-agreements that I had made coming here to this earth plane, and to work as an ambassador for them on this earth plane at this time. So it was like I was moved into a full remembrance of my pre-agreements and my deep, deep, heartfelt connections to the Pleiadians, and my life changed from that point. I came to a very deep spiritual awakening, and my Pleiadian family have been with me ever since for the last 20 years. So it's been a very profound journey of them teaching me about self-loving process, helping me understand the illusions of the third dimension and how to really bypass those, and the importance of self-resurrection, and that we do need to self-resurrect ourselves in this lifetime and hold ourselves with our human compassion for our humanness. So they have taught me tremendous tools and understandings that I have been passing out into the world for the last 20 years. And I'm very grateful for the journey that I've had with the Pleiadians and continue to have with them.
Wonderful, wonderful, Christine. Do you have a Pleiadian there with you who could channel through you, or are they?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to give out our phone number here for anyone who'd like to call in and ask Christine or her Pleiadian friend any questions. The phone number here directly at the studio is area code 425-373-5527. And for those who are calling internationally, I believe you dial 001 for the U.S. country code first. Or if you're in Western Washington, you can call toll-free on our dime at 1-888-298-5569. Your friend who's with you there, could you ask them, are they physically on the planet here, or are they in the Pleiades when you contact them, Christine? How is that done? If you could explain that.
Are you talking about with my first encounter with them, Ted, or now?
Now.
Okay. Well, there are some that, of course, who are on the Pleiades in their own planet, living out their incarnation, and there are many here on the Earth plane that are here within the Earth plane working as part of their incarnation, as their pre-agreements to be here with us. So the energy that's working with me right now here for the show is right here with me.
Oh, nice. What is his name?
Well, they work in frequency vibrations. I know as human beings we love to give everything a name, but, you know, it's more of a thought transference frequency.
I see.
So, you know, it's not really third dimensionally we think we want a name, but really in reality there is no name. There's just a frequency thought of energy. So I really can't share that because of the real, true aspect of them working telepathically.
I see. That's fine. That's fine.
I know mm-hmm. some people, you know, they work as Pleiadians and they have names for their Pleiadian Pleiadian support. But the fact is I would like to work on reality-based, not on this, you know, well, just give me a name then because, you know, it makes me feel better for the energy I'm working with at the mm-hmm. moment to mm-hmm. have a name, and I don't need that, and I don't even want that. So, mm-hmm. I like to just honor the frequency of the individual.
Sure, I understand. The other question I know my listeners would have is he there with you in the third dimension, or does he exist in the fourth or fifth or higher dimensions?
Well, you know, he's. I can, if I want to, I can physically see him, but he has a vibrating mass of his body, because he has evolved, all the Pleiadians are evolved to a fifth dimensional frequency of unconditional love. So their whole body mass vibrates at that frequency, which makes them a non-solid form, which we really are a non-solid form too, but we don't see it on a third dimensional level.
Sure.
So it's like a vibrating mass of physicality, that if that's how they present here in this third dimension.
Nice, nice. Could you ask him, Christine, this often comes up from my listeners, about what he sees? I know future events can change, but what he sees for, let's say, events for Seattle area or the West Coast or the United States for this coming year or next few years?
Well, there's going to be a lot of change taking place. The frequency of the planet is adjusting itself, and it's going to continue to adjust itself. There are a series of what the Pleiadians are calling, he's calling the Great Shift, that is starting actually June 16th in 2 weeks' time, which is going to create a series of what the Pleiadians call the lifting of the veil. And that is where, and the picture I'm being given right here is like a curtain lifting on the stage. If you're an audience, in the audience, and the curtain lifts, you get to see what is revealed behind the curtain. And in those moments, those energetic moments, we begin to move out of the dream of our third dimension and wake up and begin to remember. Now, this is some of the energies that are going to be coming to the planet to those who are ready to awaken at this time. And that begins in around 2 weeks' time. And there will be a series of lifting of veils between June 16th and December, the end of December this year. Now, that energy is going to create a magnetic shift within the polar areas of the Earth, which is going to create an upheaval of energies. Now, this is not for anyone to be afraid of, but there is a dimensional shift going to accelerate on the Earth plane. And so there's going to be discrepancy, energetic discrepancy between the third dimensional density and the higher frequency that the Earth is going to begin to evolve into from June onwards. So we can look and maybe expect a lot of some upheaval on the Earth. He's showing me more in creating a new frequency on the Earth, and it's going to hit the West Coast somewhere between June and December. This year. And this is designed for transformation and rebirth. And so people out there don't need to think, oh gosh, am I going to leave the Earth plane? The fact is, it's going to create some shifts within the Earth and Earth changes, but it's not going to necessarily take lives unless the people are ready to leave, who need to leave, who are not prepared to let go of control, and who are pre-agreed to stay and be part of this new dimensional shift on the Earth plane. So he's saying that the majority of people with good hearts will not be leaving the Earth plane at this time. It'll only be those who are into power, control, violence, and are not ready for the new awakening of consciousness that is going to be accelerating between June 16th and the end of the year. So I don't know if you have another question to add to that.
Well, it just spurred about 10 more questions, Christine. I have to tell you, from my previous guests, including Susan Miller, a famous astrologist out of New York City, Karen Winterlin, an excellent, excellent tarot reader, wonderful psychic here in Seattle, John Hoag, Nostradamus scholar who lives here in Washington State, and of course, Dr. Louis Turi, originally from France, now living in the United States, wonderful psychic. They've all said that the period now between now, Christine, and the end of this year is a period of truth, basically, that that things that are true will become truer, and things that aren't supposed to be won't work out. The truth will be revealed, and I kept thinking of that when you said that there would be a new frequency created on this planet between June 16th and the end of the year, the lifting of the veil.
And this is true, Ted. What What also will happen at the time of the lifting of the veils is we'll move into a natural state of remembering and realignment to our natures, our higher selves, so that we will, like, all of a sudden waken from the dream and realize, oh, my gosh, I've been dreaming in this third dimensional illusion. It's all been a dream, and all of a sudden, there before us will be revealed the truth that we will naturally realign to. Then the veils will come down again, but about 2 to 3 weeks later, the Pleiadians say the veils will lift again. So we'll go through a series of these awakenings, of awakening from the dream and reconnecting to our natural sacred nature. So it's going to be a time of incredible truth being revealed, of new beginnings, new corners turned in the road, a series of them. And it's going to be a very powerful time, but it's also going to create a magnification of the third dimensional drama for those who are not aligned. And when I say not aligned, it's about an alignment to the sacred heart, the heart connection that will bring you automatically to have these experiences of the energies in the moments that the veils lift. Yeah. All you need is conscious choice. So I'm speaking to everybody out there. All you need out there is to consciously say, yes, you want to be involved in this awakening of the dream and start connecting with the hand on the heart center and allowing yourself to just 5 minutes a day align to your heart. We've got 2 weeks to prepare, or just over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with my listeners, Christine. The program now is being heard worldwide, and we're reaching a huge audience with this program today. You probably weren't able to listen to the first hour, but I had on Patricia Corey. She's a writer who just recently wrote a book called The Emissary. She's a passionate defender of dolphins and whales, and she believes, as I do, that they need to be protected. We also had on Scott Lemriel, who's the author of The Sayres Agenda. He's been in contact with the Galactic Alliance and the Pleiadians for the last, I don't know, for many years now. And he said that that one of the things that's happened to our government, and I think we spoke about this before in the last show, was that back must have been 60 years ago, President Eisenhower signed this agreement with some creepy reptilian gray aliens for a technology transfer in exchange for them studying us and abducting us. But I can see that kind of shenanigans, I can see that ending now with this new vibration. Is that what you see as well?
It's already ended.
Great.
The Galactic Council actually overseeing and making sure that none of that is no longer taking place. It can't, because of the dimensional shift and the realignment to this sacred truth that we are moving into.
Wonderful.
The time for that is all over, and we can no longer be manipulated in that way because of the direction we're heading in and how important it is that we as planet Earth reconnect to the collective consciousness and that God consciousness in our awakening within the new dawning time. So all of that is completed as a karma that we pre-agreed to being part of, believe it or not, some of us, not all of us, but many of us pre-agreed to go through that experience and come out the other side. So it's all completed itself, and well and truly completed itself.
Interesting. Scott's a personal friend of mine. He's written a wonderful book. And you're basically both saying the same thing, a little different ways of saying it, but you're both saying the same thing, that we have a very bright and wonderful future ahead of us. I just want to quickly say, for people who were just turning in, you're listening to Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr. We're interviewing Christine Day, who has been in contact with the Pleiadians for many decades, and she is in direct contact now on the air with a live Pleiadian. And if you'd like to call in and ask any questions, our phone number here is area code 425-373-5527. And if you're calling internationally, the U.S. code is 001. If you're calling within Western Washington, our toll-free number here is 1-888-298-5569. Christine, you know, we've had other people on the program here who have said that they've forecasted all these doom and gloom things for the future. But I don't agree. I think our future is very bright, and I agree with you that there are there's lots of wonderful things in store for humanity. And I think it's very important for people to remember that. When you said to tie into your heart, is there a particular, do you recommend a particular meditation to do that, or just to follow your intuition, higher self?
You know, there's no need for meditation per se, Ted. But okay, what is needed is the heart center is your full chest area, and to put both hands there, and through conscious choice, you begin to direct your attention, your awareness, your conscious awareness to feeling the warmth of your hands or the pressure of your hands on your chest, and through consciously saying, okay, I am now going to move my energy away from my ego mind and come down into that heart center just by touching that space with my awareness and taking a breath, and begin to create a natural state, a natural alignment with that area of your body, which lines you directly to your intuition and that pure energetic source of your light, of your higher self. Now, with the veils lifting and the energy changing so completely right now, all it takes from you is to have a conscious choice, awareness of choosing to do that for 5 minutes every morning. You will soon build that sacred connection to that higher self, and it will expand very quickly, because this is the time for us, through conscious choice, to reach inside of ourselves to our own centers, where that natural information and understanding and clarity lies. And we only have to take a step towards ourselves, and we'll have a tremendous support in that realignment back to this aspect of ourselves.
Wonderful.
It's
wonderful.
A simple process. And actually, on my website is the latest broadcast, video broadcast, which went up on Sunday, which is totally free. And there's a guided video, video broadcast, free for anybody who wants to go on the site and start aligning to that. And it's specifically designed, this broadcast, for people to align in readiness for the June 16th, the lifting of the veils, this great shift time starting.
How nice.
So, and you know, we put on these things free. The Pleiadians want them free so people can get themselves ready to take full advantage of everything that is coming in the next few weeks.
How nice. Well, to access it, either go to my show website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and click on Christine's name, and you'll go right to her website. And her website here, I'll give it to our listeners, www.christinedayonline.com. We have a caller, Megan in Seattle. Megan, you're on the air. Would you like to take a call, Christine?
Absolutely.
Okay, I should have asked you first.
No problem.
Okay, good. Megan, are you there?
Yeah. Here.
Okay,
hi.
Great.
It sounds so good what you're saying. It just makes my heart jump. I just wondered if the Pleiadians had any message for me, you know, that I can heed in the next month coming up, because I'm going to have to be making a move after almost 30 years.
But it's the time for you to move, Megan.
Pardon me?
What they're saying is it is the time for you to move,
yeah.
And they're asking you specifically to let go, to be willing to let go and allow yourself to be repositioned where you're supposed to be. It's past time, actually.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're being pushed out of the nest that you're so comfortable with.
Yep.
But they're telling me that they are there supporting you, and you can totally trust that this next step is going to move you where you've been needing to go for a while, that you are not alone, that you have pre-agreements actually with them, and they will become active in the next few months as you leave that place where you have been. Nothing can go the way it's supposed to go. It's like there was a block there for you. And as you move, you're going to find a tremendous amount coming towards you clarity, understanding, information, knowledge is going to be given, and things are going to unravel very quickly into something very new and right for you.
Oh, that sounds great.
But you have to be willing just to let go.
Let go.
As though you leave everything behind in this moment of time from the past and allow a new canvas, like a blank canvas, and be willing to allow the miracles to unfold.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
That
sounds beautiful. The energy feels really good.
Very good. What a nice thing.
Thank you so much.
Blessings,
Megan. Okay, you too. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks for calling in, Megan. Christine, if I may, if you don't mind me asking, what do they see for me?
Change. They say be willing and be prepared for change in your life, that there is nothing that you will even be able to imagine what's coming, but there is tremendous change, and it's for you to let go to understand your true path, and that your true path really requires you to be willing to open to new ways of being, ways that you cannot imagine with your ego mind. But when the door opens, you need to hold your heart and feel the rightness of it with your inside your heart, and do not be afraid and do not hesitate, because everything is being perfectly orchestrated. There's a divine orchestration around you, Ted, that will move you in new ways, in ways you will not expect. So expect the unexpected, but be willing to let go and just allow it.
It's very profound. Thank you, Christine. Tell your friend thank him very much for that.
I will. And if you need any support, their support is ongoing and complete as you wish it to be.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. My friends, I started this radio program last year. I've always wanted to do radio, and I also wanted to raise the consciousness of the world in a positive way, and the program now is going worldwide, and I'm accomplishing that. Recently, the ratings for the show have skyrocketed. The manager here asked me to do a second hour, and now it's gone to 2 hours now, from 2 to 4 p.m. on Fridays. And I think I couldn't agree with you more, that the planet itself is undergoing a wonderful uplifting shift, and it feels so good to be part of that and to have you on the show today, Christine.
Ted, it feels so right, and you are creating a space which is very important right now for people to come to the understanding of what's going on at this time, so that they can move through conscious choice and be part of this transformation, not separate from it. It's through the understanding that people can then open up and play their roles out fully. And that's what's really important right now, that people really understand the process of what is going on at this time and their part in that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand they have a very important part to play in what is going on. Each one of everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other message too I'm getting is that we're very powerful spiritual beings, and that each one of our lives count. Don't ever think that your life doesn't count, because it does count.
The uniqueness of each individual holds the key to the completion of the universe. So every person out there has their own unique divine frequency signature of the God consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is like anyone out there. We're all unique and individual within that signature. So it's so essential that people really, and the ego mind can't imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ego mind can't imagine a lot of things. That's why it's so important to connect to the unlimited form that is within the heart space, because that's where the full understanding and knowledge is of how magnificent we really are, and it's time for us to reconnect to that. The lifting of the veils, this great shift that's coming, is going to be incredibly dynamic, incredibly revolutionary for all of those people who say yes to it. So, you know, I'm just saying out there to everybody, you know, you can be a part of your own resurrection process. You are part of that resurrection process. So, so important to work through that hard space.
And I want to tell my listeners, too, and I'm saying this with a lot of love and light, that, of course, there's some tough things to deal with out there. There always has been challenges facing human society and all of us on a personal level. But just remember that the white light is much stronger than the dark, and that ultimately we are destined to have a really bright, wonderful future. And along with that, not to get too mired down in doom and gloom. I have to tell you, a few months ago when I started researching Fukushima and the things that were going on at that atomic plant, and how there was a radioactive plume of water that was 10 times more radioactive than all the bombs dropped since Hiroshima and Nagasaki coming to the West Coast and was going to hit Washington, all I could think of was what kind of future would the children of this state have to live in such a radioactive a wasteland? But as it turned out, we're getting outside help now, apparently. The radiation's not hitting the West Coast. It's gone. And I know, because I've been doing my own testing on it. And then people talk about, you know, sure, we've got conflicts in Syria. We've got conflicts, continuing conflicts in Afghanistan. We have the Ukrainian situation with the Russian government and Mr. Putin. But I think we've still got a bright future, and these conflicts eventually will be resolved. I don't think we have to have a third world war, and I don't think we have to have a lot of the problems that some people see.
Well, you know what really is important, Ted, at this time, and we know there's a lot of magnified third-dimensional drama in the planet, and it's expected at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are involved in that drama are not finished yet with their drama. Each one of us must focus in on our own selves, knowing that this is really what we're being asked to do right now, is bring all our focus and attention and sourcing within ourselves, because all the answers, everything we need is within ourselves right now.
Mm-hmm.
The third dimensional drama that's out in the world, the wars and whatever else is going on, is people there are having their experience, which is what they're ready for. They're needing that drama experience. We do need to come back to ourselves and play the role of unfolding into our own unique divine life. And in that, we become a gift to the world like nothing we can imagine. We become that jewel, that pure essence of ourselves once again. And just by being that, we support the planet and everyone on the planet to find their own way back to that sacred union that we're all going to manage. The Pleiadians say in this lifetime, we are all going to come back and realign with consciousness to our sacred self. That is going to take place on the planet in this lifetime.
Wonderful.
For all of us.
Wonderful.
And those who are not ready to live in peace, they will take their next step off the planet.
Hmm.
And we who are ready will stay on the planet and take our next step on the planet. But there is no such thing as death. The Pleiadians say there is no such thing as death. Whether we stay on the planet or take our next step off, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's what we're ready for. If we're ready for new community and conscious living, those of us here on the planet will stay and have that experience in new community.
Wonderful.
And those who are attached to the drama, to violence, to control, will simply go somewhere else to have their next experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really matter of fact the way the Pleiadians talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are here, and all eyes are on planet Earth to support us right now mm-hmm. in this great awakening that we're in the middle of.
Wonderful. Christine, we have a caller, Raul in Seattle. Raul, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Raul. Thank you so much for calling. Christine's on the line along with her Pleiadian friend. Feel free to ask a question.
All right, thank you. Some of us, they know that look up to the sky for answers and are on a very strong spiritual path. And what you're talking about is fairly new to me. How do we stay grounded? And if the Pleiadians can give us or me a tool so we can stay in this earth without actually giving earth a lot of our drama itself.
Okay, Rael, thank you for your question. It's good to hear your voice. You know, this is not the time necessarily to be in the old way of staying grounded, but what is really important and what will keep you very much anchored in your own physical body so that your energy, your own light, can anchor through the heart space, that energy of the heart that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And as you bring your conscious awareness into the heart with your hands there, you begin to awaken to a higher frequency of your light, but it doesn't take you out. It brings you in and allows you to stay grounded in this physical form. That's what you need to be doing. And so that the more that you bring your awareness or your attention to your hands on your heart, on your chest area, and allow yourself to begin to align to the essence of that energy, it starts to automatically anchor through the cells of your body. And this is what we're meant to do in this lifetime, is to anchor the frequency of that light, the energy, to come into the body. So you are grounded. Yes, you feel a fluidity within your physical body, but you stay very grounded, and it allows you to live very well on this earth plane. And that's what I do in my body. Continuously, I am operating from the fourth, fifth dimensional energy most of the time, and I'm very functional in this third dimensional world, but I carry a high frequency of light and stay very anchored in my own physical form.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, it does. And I wonder if I can steal a word or two for a message, see what is my mission here right now.
Okay, let me just open up. You have a high frequency of light, and it appears you're an important go-between and channel between yourself and the galactic energy. It's as though you are to play a role as a conduit for that light in anchoring, not only as a channel, but anchoring and assisting in aligning these energetic grids on the earth plane at this time. It has been in the past that your ego mind has been in the way, but more and more you're becoming a pure channel for the frequency of the energies that you have pre-agreements with, so that you are being used as a tool even more completely over the coming months. So it feels like your whole channel, your whole ability to align to these energies is going to expand tremendously, and I would say that's from this series of the lifting of the veils that are coming in, and that you are going to be utilized in a much higher level of frequency to continue the work that you have pre-agreed to, but it's going to change because your abilities are going to expand and you're going to be aligning much more strongly with that higher self, that pure frequency, that force of light of you coming in much more completely over the coming months.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Huh? Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Feels very special and very important, Rael, for you to let go and allow this resurrection process within you. But they're saying to me that you are being monitored and supported, that you can really let go and allow the full force of the light through you. You will not be overwhelmed. You'll be able to carry the frequency of this new energy in your system. So you just need to just open wide and let go and trust.
That's so exciting. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's awesome. Ted, thank you for the space. I appreciate you very much.
Blessings, Raul.
Thanks so much for calling in, Raul. You take care, my friend. Christine, I wanted to ask you this question quickly. We're getting another call, but before we take the next call, please call in. When you said people were exiting, where would they be exiting to? Would there be another Earth-like planet in another dimension close to this planet that they would be exiting to?
Yes, or? There are many, many different dimensional facets within this Earth plane, mm-hmm. and they would be exiting and going into a pure third dimensional aspect of the planet, because this dimension that we have right now on planet Earth is going to transform from third to fourth and fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. So they will be transferred to a space of a third dimensional planet where they can still play out their power games and whatever else they need to. Mm-hmm. So they just won't move with the rest of us here on the Earth plane.
I see. I know that the Mayans talked, Christine, about December 2012 as a watershed, a very important event that transpired took 26,000 years to bring to this planetary alignment. Well, for those souls who are not ready to move on to the next dimension, to the fifth dimension and higher, will they have to play out their roles again and learn the lessons in third dimension for another 26,000 years, or will depend upon each person's soul growth?
No, this will not be a continuing process. Because of the changing era, because of the huge change that we will create within the universe as we re-enter that collective consciousness, there will be a whole new, almost like template or hologram created with a new process completely in place. I'm not sure of the details of that at this point, but it will carry a new frequency for the new time, even with these individuals. Yes, they will be moving almost laterally to where they will continue what they're doing, but it will have a very different format.
Interesting. You know, I had a foster mother who taught me on how to contact the other side. She gave me spiritual and psychic instruction for about 20 years, and almost every day she would give me what's called a life review. And the kind of information you're giving to me and my listeners now, it's a sort of thing that you only access, not in this dimension, but in the higher dimensions. And for that, I am grateful, and I know my listeners are all very, very grateful. I was just curious on the show that I have now. Do you see syndication for the show in the future from your Pleiadian friend?
Absolutely. It feels like they send it telepathically, so I have to get it accurately in our language.
Helen, thank you.
You are being given, well, because you're carrying a certain frequency, Ted, you are being utilized to hold a certain energetic around your show. You have this ability to do that.
Wonderful.
And so this is where there's change coming, where you're going to have to let go and allow, you're going to have to just trust and allow what comes to you, what's right in the moment, very strongly, so that you can continue to carry this frequency of the changing time.
Okay.
It's like, don't get stuck in a certain way of being. It's like you're being asked to become, and you have the ability to become incredibly fluid, which is exactly what this time requires.
I see.
That is why you have a tremendous amount of support around you for this to be very successful. But don't get caught up in the third dimensional, just like the structures. You're going to have to keep going outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing a free flow And with that energy comes a tremendous amount of love, this frequency of love that is beyond anything that you could have imagined love to be.
Oh,
so, I don't know if this makes any sense, but it's very strong.
It makes perfect sense. And, you know, you talk about this frequency of love. That's the overriding frequency that I get from many of my guests now, is this overwhelming sense of love. I talk to you, I've talked to some of the most wonderful people in the world, and psychics, metaphysicians, people researching UFOs, and they all have this overwhelming outpouring of love. It comes right through the phone, or when I see them in person, it comes right in to me. This whole studio right now is enveloped in white light, friends. The skyline over Seattle, it was a little bit gray earlier. Now it's getting much, much lighter. And this happens every time, Christine, you get on the air with me. It gets lit up, which is beautiful, really beautiful. But thank you for that message.
It's so important, Ted, not to let anything get in the way.
And that includes getting discouraged or getting caught up in third dimensional.
Yeah, and just know your ego mind, you're not perfect. You're going to go into moments of a little depression or questioning or something. That's just, we're not perfect. We're having a human experience here. So you can allow yourself your moments, but just make sure that your actions are always, always in alignment with exactly what needs to take place in the moment. And you're being very guided and supported. And I mean, that will be success. The vibration and frequency of your heart is what is absolutely so important at this time.
Well, I know I have about 10, 12 angels around me at any one time, including my dear foster mother, Terry, and my dear dad, and who's, I've been told, now an ascended master. And I know that they're sending me lots of love and guidance for the program every day. And one beautiful thing that Terry taught me was that my foster mother, who's a master psychic, we did basically our life review, sometimes several times a day, for things I did and thought and said. And that helped me become not only a better person, I think, but also to spiritually advance. I've been told that I've so far advanced 15 spiritual lifetimes, which corresponds at 80 years per lifetime, approximately, let me think, 800, roughly 1,200 years. In other words, it would take me 1,200 years of Earth of living on this planet to get to where I am now without the spiritual guidance I've had. So I feel very, very fortunate that. But I will continue. I'll always try to do things in the highest and best good, and for what's good for humanity as a whole and the world as a whole.
And you can trust the information that's coming. That's what they're saying, too, very, very strongly. No matter how it appears, you can trust it. And just keep letting go and keep allowing the natural evolution.
Okay.
Because right now, between now, June, and the end of the year, is going to be an essential time, and you will be carrying a frequency that is going to be necessary and will reach many people and really be very, very important and fulfilling for many people on many levels. So don't doubt any part of it if you can. And if you have moments of doubt, that's fine, but breathe, let go, and keeping that clear and pure in its purest form that it's given to you. That's really another very important piece.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Christine, we have about a minute left, and I'd like to give you the parting thoughts for the program today. Thank you so much for coming on, by the way.
Thanks, Ted. It's wonderful to connect with you again. I just want to say to everybody that there is so much love and support out there for each one of you. Remember, you are not alone. Reach and connect into the heart and allow the beauty and the joy of the spiritual realms of the Pleiadians and the galactic energies to be with you. And just keep letting go and allowing your self-resurrection by just taking one breath, letting go, and trust, and make your way back home to yourself at this very pure and powerful time on the planet.
Thank you so much, Christine. You have a wonderful weekend. And everyone out there from the United States, Canada, to Switzerland, to Australia, have a wonderful weekend.